We're joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Cady on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And coach, good to talk to you one final time this basketball season. You know, I was trying to get a hold of you and, you know, busy and getting kind of things put to get bed for postseason. Let's just get your A to Z thoughts of the season this year and, you know, how it went in your eyes.
Yeah. First off, I'm just really proud of our guys. I think there was probably, you know, some people that thought that we weren't going to have the ability to have a season like we did the previous year. And we lost some pretty key pieces, obviously, but just throughout the off season last year and going into the season, we had guys that were really starting to get confident, and they saw kind of the blueprint on how to improve their skills and improve their strength and have experience, and kind of saw that, and I think they took it and ran, and they really improved as the season went on, I thought we had some really good moments. You know, we finished 20-4 on the season, and anytime you can get to 20 wins, that's really difficult, and at the end of the day, winning is really hard, and to be able to finish 20-4, even though, you know, we left a few things on the table there, says a lot about our guys, and it just was a really special group, and they worked incredibly hard the whole season, and we actually, you know, when you look back on the season and everything, we broke some scoring records as a team, improved our scoring average from the previous year even, and stayed at the same, you know, points per game allowed defensively. And we've had some, you know, really good team assist records that we broke even from the previous season. And so a lot of good improvement. Also, we led the state in 3A and three-pointers made this past year by a wide margin. And then cumulatively the last 2 years we've done the same. And so, yeah, just a lot of good things to look back on. And those kind of, you know, team records only happen if you've got players that, you know, trust each other and play unselfish basketball and work really hard to try to max out what their potential is. And, you know, yet again, another group that has raised the standard for Knoxville basketball. So I'm super proud of them.
You started out of the gates just absolutely racing out, and of course it was a lot of the conference teams, which we knew the conference wasn't going to be particularly strong, especially at the mid-pack and the bottom, but you had to play those games and you won those games quite handedly, and I guess you know, may have you know, established a lot of confidence early on.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, going into the season, I think the guys knew that they were capable of having a really nice basketball team again. But, you know, with some guys that didn't have experience and some different pieces and different roles, you have to try to kind of figure out who your leaders are. And I just thought that, you know, Drake and Lincoln really stepped up and continued on, you know, what Landon, Kobe, and Caden had done from the year before, and just kind of really wanted to blaze their own path and write their own chapter. And, the Knoxville basketball history books, so to speak. And I'm super proud of them. Drake, obviously, as a senior, meant the world to our program, gave everything that he had to the program, and he broke, you know, school records and assists in a game, in a season, and for a career. And so to have a guy like that just really sets the tone for kind of, you know, what you want, not only a point guard, but, you know, a team leader, and sets the tone for how you want to play, because he's able to play fast, played unselfishly, and really just raised the level of our team every night.
One of the highlights of the season was right after the new year when you went up to Des Moines to play MOC Floyd Valley. That's your alma mater. And honestly, we didn't really know what to expect out of that game. We knew MOC had lost some of the really good players from their state championship run the year before, and quite the game, and you end up winning that game, and that game actually ended up being a pretty good win for you as the season wore on.
Yeah, and we knew they'd be a very good basketball team. And so I just was trying to, you know, reach out and find teams that, for one, would play us, and then, you know, two that were very talented, and they obviously had a lot back and had high hopes for their season. And, you know, that's the next step in our program in a lot of ways, is to try to find games against really, you know, formidable opponents that challenge us. And we believe that, you know, any basketball game that we can be in and win it, if we prepare the right way. And I think it just obviously is, that's one of the big things that we're looking for, is better competition and teams that'll play us. And so we've got a few games for next year that we're already working on to be able to challenge us. And the MOC game was awesome, and it definitely was something that we prepared for over break. That was a good win to get, for sure.
As we're talking to Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Cady on the KNIA Cavaliers, and then right after that, you hit part of the season where you had some adversity, injuries, and, you know, some illness. You went 3-3. But what did the question is, what did you learn? What did the guys learn about themselves through that whole ordeal where you won your conference games but just couldn't quite get over the hump on those non-conference games?
Yeah, I would say that probably the thing we learned is that, preparation really matters, for one. And over break, we were preparing, you know, for our first game, and that probably put us in a kind of a tough spot, taking that MOC game on a Friday and then having to bounce back and play Pell on a Monday. And so probably in some ways I didn't allow us to be quite as prepared as we should have been for that Monday game. And we didn't come out and bring it that game. And so you end up taking a loss to a really good Pella team. They had a great season. And, Drake got hurt that game in the third quarter. And so he was out for a few games. And like you said, we went 3-3. It just goes back to what I said earlier about how winning is truly really hard and difficult. And a lot of things have to go right, and all the pieces kind of have to be together, especially to win at the highest level. That stuff obviously starts with us coaches, and we're always, you know, trying to find ways that we can help our players be better and be ready for those big games.
Dead two seniors on the team. We've already talked about one, Drake Larson, the motor of your team. But then Cale Cook, that pretty reliable shooter that, a couple games, he was on fire, and he was probably your leading scorer in those games.
Yeah, Cale was a super important piece to our team, and every team has their guys that are looked at as kind of the leaders or the better players on the team as far as, you know, scoring goes and carrying the load, whether it's ball handling or rebounding, playing on the inside. And really the secret to most good teams is the other guys, the role players, the contributors that do all the little things and help impact winning in their own ways. And so Cale was one of those guys that just always kind of found a way to step up in big moments, whether we had a kind of a slow start or we needed a spark there mid game. There was multiple games that he came in and really shot it well. And one of his underrated things that I think that gets missed is I think he was second on our team or close to it in assists. And so there was multiple games where he had five or more assists. And so to have him come in and to be able to create and distribute to get other guys baskets was a really underrated factor for him. And so he was a guy that got better defensively, got better handling the basketball, and really allowed us to have that piece that when teams really focused on the guys that were probably more on the scouting report, he was able to do some really good things for us in games. And he was just kind of, the quiet leader that was always pretty steady, never, got too high or too low throughout the season, whether things were great or bad. He was just kind of that consistent guy that the team could count on and look to day to day, whether it was a practice or a game. And was just, a really liked guy that was always positive with his teammates. And Drake and Cale are going to be two guys that we miss for sure.
On the current roster, I think I counted up 6 or 7 juniors who will be seniors next year. You're going to be senior heavy again next year. And these guys aren't too bad of basketball players. You're going to be right there pushing for, a lot of wins next year, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. And I kind of could tell, right after our season ended earlier than we wanted it to. A lot of times, you're focused on the moment and stuff. And I could tell just talking to those guys in the locker room post game quickly that they were already, itching to want to do more. And it's so unfortunate that, we graduate 2 guys and those guys don't get a chance to do it over again because that sucks. But we do have a really hungry group coming back, and they're all guys that have been in the program now for 2 years, and they've experienced that success. They've experienced, the adversity that we've had. And I feel like when you've experienced a little bit of both, those are the things that can really allow your guys to improve and grow faster, especially in the off season. They know the blueprint, and I think that they just are really going to want to build on what these last 2 years teams have started, and they're going to definitely want to, work super hard to write their own chapter in the Knoxville basketball history books. And this offseason will be important. We've got, guys competing in track, soccer, baseball in the summer, football in the fall. And I'm just really excited to see how they compete and how they get bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic, all the things that contribute to having really good basketball players. We'll have a lot of summer stuff and opportunities for them to get better. And I know that they're hungry. And so it'll be on us coaches to really work to improve these guys with their off-season development and trying to make them tougher, more confident players, and just be able to challenge them a lot, because that's what happens when you play in really big games that matter, is you're going to have big moments, and it's going to come down to small details in these games. And we went to state basketball and watched the teams that played yesterday, and it's just amazing how the margins are just so small between winning and losing, paper thin margins in a lot of ways. And so things like confidence, execution, experience, it's just small details that come down to, winning or losing in the playoffs and at the state tournament. And so those will be things that we're really just looking to improve on in the off season.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll let you go, and, look forward to seeing you out on the golf course here this spring, helping out Barry with the guys. And thanks a lot for the time this year, and look forward to next basketball season with you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it too, and we'll see you out on the golf course at some point. We appreciate all the coverage for sure.
That's Joel Cady, Knoxville boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on 92.1 KRLS and KNIA.